All right, that time of the week where we do our car reviews. Richard, what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad, so drove a couple of fun cars recently. Most, I guess, a little bit different car on the luxury side of things is a 2026 Genesis GV70, which you've actually had some listeners call about this car recently.
Yep.
And it's one of the, it's their smaller, sleeker, I guess it's the compact SUV, right? And so as far as what it is, it's a luxury compact SUV. It's got some subtle changes, a redesigned grille, some larger skid plates, some different exhaust tips, those sorts of things. Outside of that, Dad, this is a car that's kind of it's gotten really good reviews in years past. It's got the biggest change, Dad, is a brand new 27-inch OLED display all across the interior of this car, which is phenomenal and fantastic. It ran phenomenally, and I will say this, the interior of this car, Dad, as with Genesis, and you and I have talked about this on other cars of theirs, it's just beautiful. They've just done a really good job at putting these vehicles together. It feels nice. I actually went to a Bronco game with it because it was funny. It actually had blue seats and orange seat belts. So here in Denver, it was like the perfectly themed Broncos car, to be honest with you, that I didn't have to – you wouldn't have to change anything. So if you were looking for a Broncos-styled car, you could actually go out and find this. So it's got a base 300-horsepower turbocharged inline four, or it's got an upgraded, which is the one that we drove, twin turbo V6 that puts out about 375 horsepower. And I will say, Dad, this car runs really, really well, even at our altitude. The price of the vehicle, as we said, I don't have the sticker in front of me, but I believe it was about $72,000 is where it's at. And some of your listeners are going to say, well, wow, Richard, for a compact SUV. Well, Dad, in other, well, I'll say this, competitors in the similarly equipped vehicles, size, everything else, are going to be about $10K more, right? And so this is actually a really good value for this compact luxury market. And again, you've driven this vehicle. I know you actually spoke about it recently. It's one of our more favorite compact luxury SUVs.
Yeah, in fact, as I told a listener that called in, oh, I don't know, it was a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday where we actually had a listener asking about that particular car. Is that a car that I would own and so on and so forth? And the answer was absolutely. If you look at the value that that car brings and what it competes against, at the end of the day, would I own it? I absolutely would own that car.
It was really fun. It was great, Dad. It was introduced back in 2022. It's got some, again, beautiful luxury, enhancements as far as interior lighting and just certain
And really quick, Richard, it's a good looking car to boot.
I was going to say that it's got that kind of that aggressive, sloped roof line. Mm-hmm. Looks really beautiful. If you've seen this car on the road, you know exactly what we're talking about.
The back pillar slopes back. The glass is sloped. It's got nice body lines down the side. They've done a really nice job on the way this car looks.
No, they have absolutely that. And one nice thing, again, I did mention the top of the line, because folks, a lot of times we do get the top of the line of these because they want to show us every single thing that's available. Dad, you can get, again, the base model of this with that four-cylinder engine that I was telling you about that's still turbocharged for about just over $51,000. So
correct.
You may not want to go for the, very cream of the crop, which is totally fine. This has got a really nice, broad swath of choices and options for you depending on what you want to choose on it. I mean, again, you can get a panoramic sunroof, heated and ventilated seats, 360-degree parking system, all of the different things, Dad. But overall, I would just say, tell your listeners, like you mentioned earlier, get out and test drive this vehicle. See if you like it. See the different engine options, the different trim levels, whatever it might be, because what we like, you may not like, and vice versa. And when you do that, again, local Genesis dealer, when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.